All right, let's get into it. Today, we're covering the top 7 key events in the political career and controversies of Ken Paxton, Texas Attorney General. Welcome to Cliff Notes 7 to Know. I'm Cliff Notes. Here's the deal. You'll walk away with 7 crisp facts about Ken Paxton, ready for class, quizzes, or conversation. Powerful politics and perplexing predicaments. Let's dive into Ken Paxton's saga. Fact number 1. Ken Paxton has served as Texas Attorney General since January 2015. In simpler terms, that's more than a decade steering Texas's legal battles, from immigration to environmental rules. Before becoming Attorney General, he served in the Texas House and then the Texas Senate, building a reputation as a combative conservative aligned with the Tea Party movement. Test question. What year did Ken Paxton begin serving as Texas Attorney General? Correct answer, 2015. Memory aid. Think of 2015 as the year Paxton took the stage and the lawsuits took the spotlight. Let's move right along. Fact number 2. Paxton was indicted on state securities fraud charges in 2015. The charges traced back to conduct before he took office, and they lingered for years. From a practical angle, the long tail ended in April 2025, when the case was dismissed after he completed a pre-trial agreement that included restitution, ethics training, and community service. Test question. In what year was Paxton indicted on securities fraud charges? Correct answer, 2015. Memory aid. Remember 2015 as the year his legal trouble was first on the scene. All right, next up. Fact number 3. In May 2023, the Texas House impeached and suspended Paxton. The big idea is, this wasn't a partisan-only storyline. Plenty of Republicans broke ranks, reflecting deep intra-party divisions. But the sequel matters too. In September 2023, the Texas Senate acquitted him on all counts, sending him back into office and energizing his base for future fights. Test question. When was Ken Paxton impeached by the Texas House? Correct answer, May 2023. Memory aid. Impeached in May, Paxton's fate was in play. Now, let's shift gears. Fact number 4. Paxton filed Texas versus Pennsylvania in December 2020. Let's clarify. The suit asked the U.S. Supreme Court to invalidate presidential election results in 4 battleground states. It was a defining national moment that aligned Paxton with Trump's post-2020 efforts. 3 days later, the court dismissed it for lack of standing. Test question. What lawsuit did Paxton file to challenge the 2020 presidential election results? Correct answer. Texas versus Pennsylvania. Memory aid. In 2020, Texas versus Pennsylvania tried to rewrite the scoreboard. Let's keep it going. Fact number 5. Paxton spoke at the January 2021 rally preceding the US Capitol attack. Think about it this way. Speeches at that event drew intense national scrutiny. Paxton did not condemn the attack afterward, further defining his alignment within the GOP's populist wing. Test question. At which rally did Paxton speak before the Capitol attack? Correct answer. January 6th, 2021. Memory aid. January 6th. Paxton's rally mix. On to the next point. Fact number 6. He announced a 2026 U.S. Senate run in April 2025. Here's the key point. He rolled it out on Fox News's The Ingraham Angle, leaning on conservative media to mobilize supporters. And yes, that bid ultimately set up a showdown with Senator John Cornyn in 2026, where Paxton later won the Republican runoff. Test question. When did Paxton announce his 2026 Senate run? Correct answer? April 2025. Memory aid. In 2025, Paxton's Senate ambitions came alive. Alright, next up, the 7th and final one, fact number 7. He has aggressively litigated against federal policies, filing 106 actions against the Biden administration. From immigration and environmental rules to labor, education, and LGBTQ+ guidance, Texas under Paxton functioned like a counter-administration, using the courts and favorable venues to stall or reshape federal initiatives. Test question: how many actions did Paxton file against the Biden administration? Correct answer: 106. Memory aid: 106. Think legal blitz. Quick recap time, rapid fire quiz style. When did Paxton start as Texas AG? Correct answer: 2015. When was Paxton indicted on fraud charges? Correct answer: 2015. When was Paxton impeached by the Texas House? Correct answer: May 2023. Which case challenged 2020 election results? Correct answer: Texas versus Pennsylvania. When did Paxton speak at the Capitol rally? Correct answer: January 6, 2021. When did Paxton announce his Senate run? Correct answer: April 2025. How many actions did Paxton file against Biden? Correct answer: 106. What matters most is that you can anchor each answer to a date or name. Let that sink in. You've got the top 7 facts down. With these details, you're ready to ace that exam or hold your own in any policy discussion. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park. That's it for today.